Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy. So glad that you're here on this Friday as the world just continues to spin out of control. Listen, if you want to weigh in, and I promise I'm going to get to some of these texts on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. If you want to add some to there, you can do that. At 713-07. You can also call 800-347-1063. Either way, we'll have some fun and some good interaction. But, of course, the news is filled with what's going on with the, as I call them, the diddly squad, in particular, Ilhan Omar. And I wanted to kind of address this because we haven't really talked that much about it. But this is a story. There are a couple of things that I wanted to throw into this. Earlier, we talked a bit about the fact, and it is a fact, that, and you're not hearing it anywhere but here that I've heard, David Duke, former Grand Dragon of the KKK, has endorsed since March Ilhan Omar because of her anti-Israel stance, her anti-Semitic comments. So he says he's great. So that is the kind of support she's getting. But there's a side to this that I think plays into the way Donald Trump is handling this story. So you've probably heard bits and pieces about this, but Ilhan Omar allegedly has been very uncooperative with her own hometown paper there in Minnesota as they've tried to get to the bottom of all of this about marriage fraud and some of the other stuff. So she's been dogged by these things, that she is married to her brother, that Omar and her current husband, Ahmed Hirsi, filed joint tax returns while she was married to this other man, and Minnesota campaign officials are looking into this. Quote, our public record searches determined that in the very least one period after she married Elmai, all three, Omar, Elmai, and Hirsi, all were living at the same address. So this raises a question about the nature of the relationship she has living with both the person she's married to and her eventual husband. She and her entire family, for the matter, have been completely uncooperative and will not answer any of these questions. Now, as people begin to dig into this, and one would hope the Justice Department would be doing some of that, you have to understand that if she is found guilty of these frauds, lying under oath, tax fraud, and so forth, she could be deported. And there is mounting evidence, even though the media is trying to ignore it. But there are a number of, one of the organization Powerline has been in the lead in developing some of this, that she was married to both her brother and someone else at the same time, filed this joint tax returns. Okay, so she may have, therefore, entered the United States as a refugee under a false name. And if that could be proven beyond reasonable doubt, then she would have her citizenship revoked. In other words, she would be sent back. And one would hope that the Justice Department is investigating this. I mean, it's out there now. So if that is happening, and Trump would likely be privy to this if indeed it's happening, the smartest thing he can do is step away from that and allow the wheels of justice to turn. And then if she gets sent back, it's not anything I said, not anything I did. So far, Trump has shown himself to be a very clever chess player. I'll say that. Anyhow, let's get to some phone calls while we're here, and we'll start with Andrew in Greenville. Andrew, how in the world are you?
I am doing terrific.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's always a good day. You mentioned about the problem of money currency. One thing I've predicted is since back when they first issued the first credit cards when I was in college, I gave them away. But if you look at your U.S. currency, it says this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. That is not on any other instrument, not on your credit card, not on your check, not on your debit card. And people don't realize that what the government is doing is confiscating money slowly. I go to the bank, I try to withdraw money, which I always have to show my driver's license, or if I try to deposit money, they have to have my driver's license. And you talk to them about what I'm talking to you about, maybe confiscation of money, their eyes just go blank, you know. They don't say anything. So you know what I'm saying to them is correct. It's slowly but rapidly taken away of our ability to have a currency. And as far as the gentleman from Easley, I think where he was from, talking about going to the store and being able to pay cash because all the other systems were down, the problem with cash is if you have a lot of $100 bills, you better have some $1s and fives and tens because somewhere along the way somebody might not be able to cash a large bill.
All true. Started with the Federal Reserve. I mean, we now have a banking cartel that's not even a part of our government that's in charge of our money system. So 1913 is when we started down this road, and this is how we got here.
I've kind of been, I don't say hoarding cash, but I've been trying to keep cash, like you say, under the mattress or somewhere, buried in the yard. I've been trying to keep cash, but the only problem with it is it doesn't draw any interest.
No, but I think it's prudent to have some of that on the side in case something bad happens to our electronics or the banks. There's a bank run or whatever. So yeah. Well, thank you, Andrew, for sharing that. I'm going to take Jeff and Taylor's. Jeff, how are you?
Doing good, Tony. I hope you are.
I am. I'm getting to do something I thoroughly enjoy. Fill in for Bobby.
I really enjoy it when you fill in. I want to ask you a question. I'm not putting you on the spot because you're the person I think I'm going to come and see. I've been saving my money for retirement since I was 18. I'm almost old enough to retire now. And I know I need to do something with that. But I know if you don't know, let me ask you, you've heard of Carolina Investors.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot. We have a number of clients that were caught in that thing, yeah.
Well, I know some people that are in their mid-70s now still working every day because those horrible people stole everything that they'd worked all their life to save. And I just want to know, how do you protect yourself against somebody like that? Because they said in their commercial, you can trust us. We're your neighbors. Yeah, they were your neighbors.
Well,
they robbed a bunch of good people. And how do you keep that from happening?
Well, a good start is people who've been around a long time. Also, to make sure that these are people are licensed and work in a number of different areas. Ask around, check around, because keep in mind that those guys were just, that was a really kind of shady deal they were doing. But if any group that has securities licenses, insurance licenses, registered fiduciaries, things of that nature, you can trust those people. And we are those, but lots of people are. But yeah, that's a big difference between somebody like Carolina Investors. So yeah, but come and see us, and we can talk specifics if you'd like to. We'd love to sit down with you. I thank you for your call, Jeff. All right, got to make a quick break here. We will come back with more and actually some good news that Donald Trump is up to. I want to share that with you, too, so don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Happy Friday to you. Before I go to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is, by the way, 71307, I did want to give you a bit of good news here, which I think is kind of encouraging. This is Newsmax. Administration officials are floating a plan to slash refugee admissions. Trump administration is considering a plan to cut refugee admissions to nearly zero. According to those familiar with the situation, the Citizenship and Immigration Services official, John Zadrozny, and Andrew Veprick of the State Department, both of whom are known as allies of hardliner White House immigration advisor Stephen Miller, made a suggestion to cap off admissions at zero. This is from Politico. A day later, Homeland Security officials suggested setting the admission level at anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000. Still marking a drastic cut as the administration slashed refugee admissions by one-third to 30,000 this year. So these cuts could strand people already in the system while hindering resettlement agencies. Early in the week, President Trump signed an order that requires migrants traveling through other countries to come to the United States to apply for asylum in those countries first. So in this case, if you're coming, for example, from Guatemala or anywhere in Central America and having to go through Mexico, you'd have to apply at an American consulate there. So this is funny, talking about this as if this is like, oh, there's an idea. That was the original way this was done before Obama just signed an executive order and created this mess. We keep losing sight of that, but he had far worse conditions for these people. He created those conditions and created the incentive for these people to come. So what are you going to do? Let's go to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tony, went down to CSRP, sat down with some of you guys and got some money moving, had a great experience. And also, if any bear hunters are out there, go down there and talk to Philip and let him show you his picture of his bear. Don't talk to Philip. You'll never get to leave his office. My dear friend and partner went to Alaska and shot this 8-foot bear. And if you ever dare to get him started talking about this, well then, you'll see every picture you ever wanted to see about a bear and you'll hear all about it. In fact, he just asked me. He said, hey, would you like to go with me? I'm planning maybe to go on another bear hunt in October up in Alaska. Would you like to go? And I talked to my wife, Pernilla, about it. Oh, no. You ain't going to no. Not I really I don't like cold weather, so that wouldn't work. I'm from Texas. Okay, so back to the text line. When the government takes away our cash, we will not be able to buy, trade, or sell without a number. In the Bible, that's called the mark of the beast. I want to address, this is really, I mentioned this earlier, but this is real. You should go look this up. Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, is developing technology to put an implant kind of back behind your ear in your brain that would interact with your brain electronically and give you the ability to do all your business transactions, to control video games and work your computer and do all of it with an implant. Well, gosh, how easy would that be to create the mark of the beast using that? Kind of spooky. Yes, sir, Tony, there is a minimum amount of money you can have before the police confiscate for drug money. Yes, that you're talking about asset forfeiture laws, which now that's something we haven't talked about at all. That is just horrific. That you can be stopped by some local cop someplace, and if you're suspected of being involved in drugs, they can confiscate everything, your car, your money, all of that stuff. And until you can prove you're innocent, you don't get any of that stuff back. And if you're found guilty, they get to keep it and sell it. That is just wrong. Here's another one. Isn't Omar on the House Foreign Affairs Committee? How did she get that security clearance with her sketchy background? Trump needs to revoke the clearance. Good point. Happy Friday, Tony. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. Hi, Tony. I'm employed at AT&T. They are surplusing. Oh, that's what a clever word. We're not going to let you go. We're just going to surplus you. Or they're surplusing 911 employees. Please give out your number for an appointment. Oh, okay. So just go to csrp.info. That's our website. Okay. Oh, this is a good question. Why don't the oil tankers, talking about this Iranian tanker that just got pirated by the Iranian, or the British tanker, rather, that the Iranian pirates just took. Why don't the oil tankers just run over those Iranian boats and turn the crews into chum? I think maybe because they're oil tankers, and if they started shooting at them, they might create an explosion and fire, I would think. This is the first I've heard about this pension information, this SECURE Act I was talking about earlier. I cannot believe they want to pass something like this. How many years has it been since we've had a proper budget? Yes, there's your other problem. I heard the other day somebody was ragging, it was one of the mainstream rags, on the president because of the deficit. I would like to point out that Obama, the debt doubled under Obama. This situation we have started then, and furthermore, lest we forget, it is not the executive branch that sets the budget. That's Congress's job. So if you want to blame somebody, you can blame those guys too. Hey, Tony, I guess this is like the Consumer Protection Act, which basically did everything but protect the consumer. How ironic. I love it. Did you say dead key or didfully? He's talking about it. No, you know, like diddly squat. I'm calling the squad the diddly squad. So I'm sorry if I wasn't clear on that. Here's a good point. We have no idea if Donald Trump has asked for forgiveness, but he doesn't have to ask us. He only has to ask God, which is true. But it certainly is part of our opinion of him, as at least as people of faith, how we feel about his walk, if you will. And tying in with that, some people should look into their own life before passing judgment on others. Well, we all should, frankly, do that. I like that Bible quote, "Who am I to judge another man's servant?" That's really at the crux of it. You know what? I just realized it is time to check in with Miss Annie and find out what's going on, and God forbid what's going on the roads out there. So we will do that and come back with more. I actually have some interesting stuff to share with you, too, on the other side about some new numbers on murder rates as related to concealed carry permits. Stick around.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy. Oh, I like that song. Some good old Cream. All right, then. So before we get to the couple of stories I want to share, I do want to go to Bob in my Tryon, the town I live in. Hey, Bob. Hey, neighbor. How are you?
Hey, my man. The fellow who was talking about the tankers running over the boats that were going to, pirate the tankers?
Right.
Those tankers are not speedboats. It takes 16 miles to bring one of those to a stop from their cruising speed.
16? I had never heard that number. I knew it took...
Can you imagine how massive they are? I mean, people have no idea.
I've been up next to them on several occasions. So yeah, it's unbelievable how big those things are.
Yeah, you're looking 16, 18, 20 stories high.
Right, and multiple football fields long and so wide a beam. Just
yeah. And okay, so they're going to swerve over and run over a gunboat. I don't think so.
But greater question, Bob, though, is how long is the, quote, international community, because these are British tankers, are going to allow this kind of nonsense to continue? I mean, this is a big deal.
Exactly. You know, it's who the ox is being gored, and these people are going to get on board with our policy toward Iran. You know, there was an event with, I think it was a Japanese tanker was threatened a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now Britain. And as my friend Donald said, they're playing with fire.
They are. Because the one thing that none of us, us meaning the world at large, can afford is for the Straits of Hormuz to get shut down, and that's what Iran has threatened to do many, many times, because that is where the bulk of the oil that the world absolutely has to have comes through there. That's what I want to think. I think it's only 36 miles wide. Is that right? I believe that's it. Tiny.
That's wider than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Boy, that...
But that's not much. When you're talking about shipping, that's not...
Yeah.
Well, as you said, 16 miles to stop. Think of it, 36 miles in toto. That's not a lot of maneuvering room in that area. So it wouldn't be hard to shut that thing down. They'd only have to sink a couple of tankers right in the middle of it, for example.
Well, that was their threat.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the technology that we have, one of those little gunboats is untying from the dock, and we're going to put a missile right on them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to be able to move if they keep up this stuff.
Let me give you something else to think about, and this is something I don't hear a whole lot when we talk about this debate about our porous borders. But we know the intelligence community has told us many times that they believe hundreds of sleeper cells are in this country and have come across our southern border and the northern through Canada as well, have been doing so for years. And the Iranians have said we have people in place there. So if we get into a war, we could find terrorism taking place in this country on a pretty wide scale. And we have tremendous vulnerabilities. Because our society is so complex and we rely so much on technology and power and the ability to move easily, transportation and all of these things, every time I go under an overpass, I think about this. I think, how hard would it be to shut down the route between 85 or I-85 between Atlanta and Charlotte? You wouldn't have to do more than just drop two or three of those overpass bridges to just bring everything to a roaring halt, much less what would happen if you decided to take down the power grid. You saw what happened in New York day before yesterday when Manhattan shut down. It was just bedlam.
You know, I came home from Asheville last night, came under an overpass, and there was a guy standing there. And I absolutely held my breath.
Yeah.
As I sailed under there. Well, two things. Number one, as far as people infiltrating, let's not underestimate our technology, FBI, CIA. On the other hand, Tony, you're just a scaremonger. This is a manufactured crisis, the people coming in from Iran.
Okay. You bet, Bob.
There you are.
There you have it.
The public.
I know. I'm trying to quit, but it just, I don't know. All right, my brother. Well, thank you for your call.
Say
hey if you see me on the street.
I will do that. I hope to recognize you someday. Well, talk to you later.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. All right. I promised to get to this story. Let me set it up properly. How many times have the anti-gun grabber bunch told us that we've got to stop people walking around carrying guns? This concealed carry stuff is dangerous. People are going to get killed. Well, here's a headline from the Washington Times. Murder rates drop as concealed carry permits have soared. The number of concealed carry handgun permits has skyrocketed since President Obama was first elected, and murder rates have fallen by 25%. Yes, since 2007. The number of concealed handgun permits has soared from 4.6 to almost 13 million, and murder rates have fallen from 5.6 killings per 100 to 1.7. All right. So these all fall in line with personal experiences and research that's been done. But here's the thing that the gun grabbers never want to say. In the end, this is all about trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. As long as we have that in place, that is our last bulwark against despotism in this country, and it is the reason our founding fathers put it there, and it's the one thing that sets America apart from any other country. We have more guns in the hands of private citizens here, and it's going to be a tussle if some despots, a bunch of Bolsheviks, a bunch of these people who want democratic socialism, what a joke, if they decide they want to take our guns away, well, good luck. Because that's not going to be easy. Well, here's easy. I got to take a break here. And when we come back, we will talk some more and share some more with you. Tony Dale and for Bobby Mack. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Friday to you. Let's go to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. This from the texter. Tomorrow will be 50 years since Neil Armstrong first set foot on the moon. Americans returned to the moon five more times. Even 50 years later, with all the advances in technology, no other country has put a human being on the moon. All true. And it is sad that a number of publications, the Washington Post, The Guardian, and several other liberal rags, have taken the opportunity to talk about the fact that it's all been misogynistic. It was all white men that did this, and they were keeping women back and minorities back, and the whole thing was just wrong. The way it was done, it was unfair to women. I don't have one. I read one of them yesterday. They're just screeds. But what a shame that we can't take pride in the fact that 50 years ago, this culture was what it was. And you can't argue. Science is not something that's just handed out so everybody's equal. Everybody isn't equal. Some people are born with genius mentalities. Some people are just wizards with math. Some people are good musicians. Others aren't. Those are gifts. But some people are just super gifted. And we live in a meritocracy. The cream rises to the top. Well, in this case, the scientific advances, whether you like it or not, that were done, that created the space program, were done mostly by white men. It is what it is. And to go back with this revisionist look at things is just, it's just ridiculous. It drives me mad. But yes, be proud to live in a country that did that. We should have pride. We are told all the time, all the left constantly denigrates our country and where we are and our history. We have the greatest country in the world. Thanks to our founding fathers, thanks to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, thanks to free market capitalism, all the things that Donald Trump stands for, and all the things that the left increasingly tells us are wrong with this country. It just makes me some mad times. I just want to spit. Okay. Tony, before you close the show, let us pray together for this country. Godspeed, brother. Well, you know what? I do that every morning when I'm doing my devotions. That's one of the things I pray for Donald Trump. I pray for this country. I'll tell you what I pray for. I pray for the righteous to prevail over the left behind. Because in the end, this is a spiritual battle. I truly believe it. And I think that it, frankly, the responsibility for this, where we are, is falling apart on the lukewarm stance of many in the faith community. We've allowed the culture to secularize our country to a great deal by not opposing, not be willing to speak up. And I pray that we will have an awakening. I really do. I think that's a good prayer. So I hope that you'll join me in that prayer as well. You know, as I watch all this go down, I will say, though I don't know where Donald Trump is in his walk, in his faith, I pray every day for God's wisdom and guidance for him so that perhaps he can have the ultimate source of wisdom and guidance to help him steer this country, because he is, whether the left likes it or not, the chief executive of this country, and so far has done a remarkable job of fixing our economy in ways, it would take me 15 minutes to read all of the different things that he has done to improve our economy. More black men at work than ever, more brown men at work than ever, Hispanics. Our employment rate is the best it's been in decades. GDP is nearly doubled. So thank you, Donald Trump. Oh, yes, and by the way, thank you for being such a great audience and letting me hang out with you. This is always such a pleasure. Keep in mind, we've changed the format on our show on Saturday at 11, Sunday at 8, Common Sense Retirement Planning. There's so many infomercials on the weekend, we just decided to do a regular old talk show. So the same stuff that I've been talking about today, Philip, we'll be talking about these sorts of subjects tomorrow. We figure you know what we do for a living, so we're going to sit and talk about investment stuffs the whole time. We'll talk about current events and news. So stick with that. In the meantime, God bless you. Have a fabulous weekend. God bless America.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.